Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." What a heart Jesus had for people in their suffering. He didn't ignore them. He stopped and stooped to heal people and free many from severe suffering and debilitating handicaps of physical illness and disease. But Jesus was more than a miracle worker. His compassion for people went further than sympathy for their physical condition. As he went through all the towns and villages, he taught the people and preached the good news of the kingdom. Jesus compassionately reached out to their souls that were held captive by sin. Jesus saw them as prisoners of Satan and under the death sentence of hell. Without him, they were hopeless and helpless. Jesus proclaimed to them the good news that he had come to free them from the kingdom of the devil. He had come according to his heavenly Father's will and planned to take their place under their death sentence. Jesus came to crush Satan's power and break open the prison cell of death and hell. Jesus' deepest desire is for people to believe in him and have the blessing of salvation, that they not be separated from him, but have eternal life with him. With Jesus' glorious resurrection from the dead, he gives hope and joy to all who believe in him as their Savior from sin. That's why he continues to have the good news of salvation preached and taught by his workers in the world today. He wants everyone to know his love and have life in his name. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away all fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the heart's unrest. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul, and to the weary, rest. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.